This is WKSU. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. Over the past few years, the families of those killed on May 4th, 1970, have been sharing items with the May 4th Visitor Center. This past semester, I teamed up with Kent State University journalism professor Jacqueline Marino to work with a group of our students to interview the people who donated the items. Brinsley Terrell was a Kent State art professor on the day of the shootings. As part of the campus memorial unveiled in 1990, he came up with the idea to plant 58,175 daffodil bulbs, one for each U.S. soldier killed in Vietnam. A plaque installed in his name had been buried until this year, when a maintenance crew unearthed it.
May the 4th itself is still a very sore sort of thing, which one tries not to think about too much. You know, God, it's 50 years and I could still cry. A week, 5 days afterwards, some students started drifting back into town, just in tears, because they'd gone home and their parents wouldn't let them in the house because they must be commies. And so they were rejected on all sides. I think the lesson that I carry from that is just how ridiculous it can all get. I think the idealism got knocked out of everything. We went on teaching and students went on learning and painting and doing all that. But the excitement of being young and the idealism that had been in the air was all sort of sucked out. But I hope people have learnt from it is how out of touch people can get with each other. But what I would have hoped they'd learned was a sense of understanding for people's opposing views. I wanted to surround the memorial all through the hill with 58,178 spring flowers to symbolize the U.S. service people killed in Vietnam, to symbolize the Vietnam War, which I felt was the background for the whole thing. And there was this enormous stuff going on. There were all the people who didn't want a memorial to the students. That was very vocal. I wanted them to say, quite simply, the number of daffodils in honor of U.S. service people killed in Vietnam. But they were sort of trying to fudge the words and things. I couldn't get them to put a straightforward, simple statement on the stone. And it should say for U.S. service people killed in Vietnam, so that you can see what a colossal thing this is. Because we're 50 years away and young 18-year-olds would not know what 58,178 daffodils means. The daffodils looked amazing for the first year. And that was partly because the bulbs were planted late. So they were all in full bloom on May the 4th. The whole hill was carpeted, and people were actually bringing photographs of their husbands, brothers, and things, and putting them among the daffodils, which was pretty moving to be part of that, and to think that idea meant so much to people. I liked the concept of the daffodils because they come up, they bloom around May the 4th, they look great, and then they fade away and let the campus be what it should be.
That's Brinsley Terrell, who came up with the idea to plant 58,175 daffodil bulbs on the hillside near the May 4th Memorial. This story was produced by Joan Steidel and Lindsay Brennan and edited by Kent State journalism professor Jacqueline Marino and me. And you can find out more about the project at wksu.org/May4.